Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. You say it's your birthday. It's Tausch's too, yeah. It is the birthday edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, celebrating his 48th birthday, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Would you say that you would put people's age out there? Is that like a normal thing? Are we good
yeah.
with that? 48,
sure.
49. You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if the masses would agree with you on that, but it is my birthday. I don't know if it's my 48th or not. I have an idea, but it is my birthday. And
well, it says here on your Wikipedia page that it's your 48th birthday. It says here on your Pro Football Focus page.
It is different when you have a Wikipedia and a Pro Football Focus page. I think it's
I don't
fair
know if
game.
It should be, though. I don't know if it should be.
You should talk to the NFL for disseminating that information about you, then.
Maybe. Maybe I should, but it's another year, man. I think you have to just look at it now as you're blessed and, you know, things are good. It's, I think, a Tuesday birthday. I kind of like. It's a little more low-key. There's not, you know, you're not going to be out crushing 100 Coors Lights. It's, you know, if you're lucky, you get out, maybe play a little golf and then hang out with your family. I'm not even real sure what I have planned today. I know I'm going to work, and then I know we're going to do something. But outside of that, it's nice getting – do you kind of judge where your friendships are with people when you – and if you get messages from them? On your birthday.
People are busy, so I understand if they
because I didn't
forget.
Get one from you. Jesse sent me one. Evan Cohen sent me one. There's a bunch of our Good Karma Brands teammates. So I just, and I'm not saying I knew we'd be on the show. I always wish you a happy birthday on Valentine's Day, because I think that's your birthday, right? Valentine's Day.
No, it's the day after Valentine's Day.
It's close, right?
Okay, so
it is close.
And
you're
so,
early.
So why I bring that up is because Josh Sitton, who is one of my good buddy, and his birthday is the day before mine, so we never forget each other's birthday.
That's nice.
I sent him a birthday wish yesterday. He sent me one on the 15th. He said, I don't remember if it's the day before or the day after mine, so happy birthday.
Well, that's nice.
No, it's nice, but...
He's being safe because
I know that his birthday is the day before mine.
Well, it's probably... You know? Apparently, it's... What's better, him to send you a text 2 days early because he can't remember what day your birthday is, or me to wait to wish you happy birthday till I'm actually talking to you? And then
being criticized for
mentioning your age.
The age criticism. Yeah.
You're a public criticism. That's fair game when you're a public. Like, you could be in the lists where they say, like, oh, look at the celebrity birthdays today. Oh, Mark Tauscher's 48. Oh, I don't know who else has your birthday, but yeah, you've reached that status.
O.J. Simpson's the big thing. O.J. Simpson's traveling on his white Bronco. That's June 17th. Very similar. I remember
big day
sitting in the back of a pickup, and as that was going on, the Houston Rockets, I believe, were playing New York, and I was pulling because I was a big Patrick Ewing fan back in the day. So they didn't get it done. John Stark, struggle. Oakley, Mason. But anyways, thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it, guys. I do.
Happy birthday to Kendrick Lamar, who turns 38 today.
That's Max's guy. I don't know any of Kendrick Lamar's songs, but I asked him because originally he was going to go to the Killers concert. We were going to make it a family affair. And for whatever reason, we ended up scheduling a – I don't even want to get into this conversation. He's got a baseball game. I gave him the opportunity, hoping that he would not skip a baseball game, to go to the Killers concert. And he made the right decision. He is not skipping the game. I am, as a manager, going to skip that game, though, to go to the Killers. I think that's the right move.
Happy birthday, Venus Williams, who is 45 today.
Greatest siblings in sports history. No arguments from anybody. Don't talk to me about Eli and Peyton. It's the Williams sisters. No doubt about it.
I'd go Eli and Peyton.
Well, no, there's no question about it. There's none. Like, that is not up for debate.
Also, on thisday.com/birthdays, happy birthday to Mark Tauscher, born this date in 1977.
No!
American NFL player born in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Hey, so, what did they say, from Marshfield?
I'm not from
Marshfield. I was born in a hospital there.
In Marshfield.
Okay.
Well, therefore you were
going
born in Marshfield.
By the way, I will get their contact information and notify them that, unlike Venus Williams and Kendrick Lamar, you would like the number of years you've been alive not to be disclosed.
Now, I don't actually care. I think in today's day and age, it is what it is, man. I could sit here and fight fights. I'm not going to fight every fight. It's too exhausting.
Happy birthday, Will Forte, the former SNL actor.
Overrated.
Popeye Jones, former NBA forward.
Yeah, Mavericks, right?
Yes, Mavericks. Did he play? Where did he play? Okay. Seton Hall?
Oh, Pirates.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Who else here? Actor Jason Patrick. There's some Kings. Dan Jansen is 60 today. You share your birthday with our friend Dan Jansen, who is frequently
been on the
show.
It's his birthday, too?
He's
we should have Dan on today.
Years old today. 60.
I'll text him and see if he wants to join the show. It could be fun. We could have went speed skating together.
Birthday
that would have been
club.
Fun.
Anybody else? What if
better than the Pink Pony Club?
What if he wants to play football with you instead of you going speed skating with him?
My knee is in about as bad a place as it's been, so no go. Speed skating would be easier on the joints than that.
All right. Still scrolling.
For the first time, and this makes me sad, it's been like the last 4 or 5 months. For the first time, I'm feeling my age. I've always felt young, even with my wheel. But recently, it's been I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to understand. I'm getting close to that 5-0, and I'm starting to feel it, which isn't fun.
Greg Kinnear, Joe Piscopo.
Greg Kinnear, underrated. Greg Kinnear, very underrated actor.
Cincinnati Reds shortstop Dave Concepcion.
Now this means a lot. Thank you, Gerriad. I feel like I haven't, and you mentioned Klinkster. I haven't heard a lot from the Klinkster lately. I appreciate it from my crew at 565 Analytics that they're wishing me a happy birthday. I'm assuming Gerriad talked to Klinkster. So thank you, boys, for all that you do to make this thing go.
Happy birthday, appreciate old you. T, from the 565 crew. May the mountains be blue and the protein muffins defrosted.
All right. It is Tausch's undisclosed number of birthdays. I was going to read this as Bill Raftery, but it's actually Bill Rafferty, who apparently was on the show laughing. Also, Newt Gingrich is 82 today. Barry Manilow is 82 today.
Ah.
Did you know these at all? Did you know other people's birthdays that you shared?
I should have known Venus. I was a big Serena Venus fan, so I should have known Venus has the same birthday. But no, outside of that, I'm trying to think if there was somebody else. I thought there was a big-time movie star that has shared my birthday, but it doesn't seem like, as you were naming those names, none of those. Be ironic if Ben Stiller had the same birthday as me.
Unfortunately, some sort of different Patrick Duffy, who was not on Dallas, but
Bobby
instead
Ewing?
Is a British economist. So he was born in 1920, and he's apparently still with us, so congratulations to him. He's much older than you, not that I would mention how old you are. All right, so you don't have any big plans for your birthday?
Well, we have baseball practice. It's we got kind of normal, it's like a normal day. We're
just
gonna
a regular
something.
Tuesday.
We're going to do something on Juneteenth as we are not going to be working. So Juneteenth, we're doing something fun as a family.
All right. Well, make sure you send in your birthday wishes to the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, to a man whose birthday is listed on Wikipedia, on Pro Football Reference, and on thisday.com, informing you that it is his birthday.
So a lot of people in my life have early June birthdays. My friend John, who's one of my best friends, tier one friend, totally have no idea what day his birthday is. I know there's a 3rd, there's a 6th, there's a 7th. I don't know which one is his.
Can you be a tier one friend if you don't know his birthday?
Absolutely, you can.
So, Jesse, this was the question I was asking. I didn't do it as well as you just did. Tier 1 friends, will you send a text to them, and did they send it? I'm not saying call. Obviously, it's nice. But is there an anticipation? I think Tier 2, now you know, I don't think you're expecting it. But Tier 1 and family, you kind of expect it? Or what's the protocol? And does that move people out of tierdoms if you don't get a birthday wish?
Tier one friends at the least deserve a personal birthday wish, and that can be a phone call, a text, whatever, a card, however you prefer to share someone a personal message, but not a social media Facebook wall happy birthday post. That's not,
it's got to be more.
Yeah, you need more than that.
Okay.
Why have this birthday person whose birthday you can't remember?
Yeah, John. Yeah.
I've never heard of a tier one John reference.
John doesn't say much.
Yeah, there's no tier one Johns.
John, big Brewers fan. He's one of my golfing buddies when I get out. He's the best golfer of our group, so he's very, very solid in that. I texted him the other day and I said, hey, you want to go golfing this week? And that was me wishing him happy birthday. because I couldn't remember when his actual birthday was. And he said, nah, I'm busy. We're going up north. I'm like, okay, happy birthday. Thanks. But I got away with it. I don't know what day it was exactly. So, yeah. The point being, I don't think it matters if you get someone's birthday exactly right the way that you were saying before. I think
what you're saying is the thought that counts
birthday
whatever
week,
day it occurs.
I totally agree with you on that. I think if you're within 4 days,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be like, I'm thinking about you. That's how I look at it, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the way it would be.
Think about when you send someone a card, like a birthday card. It might not arrive exactly on their birthday, but as long as you're close within a day or two, the week of, I think you're good. Same thing goes for a birthday text.
And I'll also say this. I don't think this should happen, but when you get cards from people that you might think aren't, according to Jesse, because I don't do tierdoms like Jesse does, it does kind of raise the profile, kind of slides people up in a tierdom, does it not, Jesse? If you get a card from someone that you maybe aren't thinking, it's like, oh, they wished me a happy birthday via card, which is probably the best way to do it.
I think it's always nice to get a card. Yeah, I'd say I don't know if it elevates tierdom, but it doesn't hurt your status for sure.
Oh, I think it definitely elevates, doesn't it? Oh, this is what. Look at this. There's my guy. That just made my birthday right there.
Retired
Navy fella who has gotten after me for years,
Mr. Tausch. Hope it is a great one from retired Navy fella. One more. Birthday, born this day in 1923. Tausch is not the only Wisconsin football legend born on this day. He passed away in 2004. Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Is that right?
Also has today's birthday.
Happy birthday.
He would be 102 today. And I hope from beyond the grave he's not mad at me for sharing how old he would be if he was still alive 21 years later. Time now for Tausch, the birthday guy, to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, it doesn't need to be your birthday to upgrade your windows and or doors. And you know what? If you don't want to spend a fortune, Pella's got you covered. The best in the industry, and Pella has a product line for every budget. Right now you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and pay later. Start making payments up to 2 years down the road. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends at the end of June. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. What is – I know there's a birthday bar
in
town.
Us
we all
out?
Know that.
Is that
no. Well,
here?
I guess I'm kind of teasing.
Okay, just let me know. I just want to know.
All right, what is the best perk? What places have the best perks on your birthday? I'm interested.
How do we do
this
without giving free advertising? Unless we say, well, if you go to Baskin Robbins 31 flavors because they've got ice cream, you get a free scoop.
Uh huh.
Is that what you get?
Give free advertising to ice cream shops.
Yeah, that's fair.
Remember during COVID, the chicken sandwiches wars were going on, and we were trying to talk about who had the best chicken sandwich without naming restaurants, and that went as well as you would think.
Yeah, that went well. Yeah. I know that there's a prominent coffee company that now has a descendant who's an NFL insider that you get a free drink on your birthday. Is that how we have to
play
this game?
Is that right? Well, yes. I'm going to tell you this. Hey, Jason, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going anywhere for coffee outside a Quick Trip. You know that.
Of course not.
So,
but again,
don't worry
you
about
asked
that.
The question. I was trying to answer it in a non-advertisingly way.
That's well done.
Big birthday week. Quick Trip yesterday and you today.
How great would it have been
good.
If today was Quick Trip's birthday? And today
that would have been even better.
Quick Trip Day in Wisconsin. Have we contacted Tony Evers and inquired about his willingness to proclaim this Mark Tauscher Day every year without telling how old he is every year on this day?
I don't think we could handle Quick Trip Day and Tauscher Day back-to-back
That'd
days.
That'd be a lot. That would be a lot. I'm trying to think. I had a Mark Tauscher Day way back when, and I don't remember if it was Governor Doyle or Governor Walker. I can't remember which governor had proclaimed it, but I thought it was going to go on in perpetuity. It turns out it was just a one-shot deal. So I didn't get the perpetuitous day, which I'm all right with.
According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Governor Scott Walker declared Friday. I got to check the date here. The story is from June 10th, 2011.
Oh.
Okay, so it was in the ballpark.
Later.
But I actually, ironically enough, so just to keep it bipartisan, I actually had dinner at the governor's mansion with Jim and Jessica Doyle. And Kielsey was the chef who Max ended up playing hockey with. It's all just one big happy deal. And that's how it goes.
You were apparently, this is a story by Lori Nickel. You had not yet determined whether you were retiring or not. You were at the Greg Jennings Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Okay.
Dealing with some pain in your shoulder at the time.
Sounds about right.
It was apparently June 9th, 2011 that was proclaimed Mark Tauscher Day. I feel good.
Yeah,
I really do.
The rehab
is going well. My shoulder is feeling a lot better, Tauscher said Friday morning before hitting the links. I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do yet. When the lockout ends, I'm sure I'll get things figured out.
What does this have to do with my birthday?
One way or another.
Whoa, Nelly!
I've had enough.
Kind of sad. Look,
break time.
Tauscher, 33, said the pain is severe when he hurt his shoulder. It's got your age in this story.
Doesn't seem like the birthday gift he wanted here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I should have taken the day off.
Well, you can take Thursday off. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'm sorry. This is Barry okay with me saying how old he is? Barry, happy birthday, Barry Manilow. We love your music. Jesse, do you have anybody who's famous that celebrates your birthday?
The one I remember is Odell Beckham Jr. I think there's a few others, but that's the one that I always remember. Odell and I, because I think it was the exact same day we were born, same year and everything. So that's the one that Odell and I, OBJ.
Yeah, I don't have any great ones. I got Jane Seymour motorboating in Wedding Crashers. Matt Groening, who invented the Simpsons, and Megan Thee Stallion. I think those are the best three that I can recall that share my birthday. I think Jerry Royster, the former Brewers manager and baseball player, was the only other one on the list. So we are celebrating Tausch's birthday. We will celebrate it. Oh, I forgot. Chris Farley has the same birthday as me as well.
Well, that's a significant one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away a long time ago. But I would love to have seen what his career arc would have been. Him and John Candy, wish we would have seen them live much, much longer and do many more films. More happy birthday wishes rolling in. Ian in East Troy asks an important question. Happy birthday, Tausch. Birthday cake or birthday blueberry pie?
Oh, if I'm in Maine, it'd be blueberry pie. But we all know it's ice cream cake. Like, that's
ice cream on top of ice cream.
Well, and the key, again, to a good ice cream cake is the crunch, the caramel, like, fudgy crunch in the middle.
Where do you get that?
Ice cream cake by itself is good. Jana, you old rascal. That's the ice cream cake is what I'm interested in.
Mm. And they that ice cream cake you can find at Burger King. happy birthday, old team. Hoping the leftovers you pick up from Kluber Make for a great birthday dinner. It's from Jana in Pittsburgh. All right, we need to get ready to talk to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Before we can do that, Tausch needs to tell us about one of the many things he loves, like his birthday, Coors Light.
Indeed, whether you're tailgating, celebrating a birthday, celebrating a big win after a big golf championship with some mulligans, doesn't matter. You need a moment to chill. Crack open that cold Coors Light. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. Because it is made to chill. It's only 102 calories. That's why I love Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs.
Swing and a miss. He struck it out. McGill roaring on the mound.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution.
10 days away from this band playing at Summerfest, Mark Tauscher, the birthday boy, will be there. Evan Cohen, our guest from Unsportsmanlike, despite an invitation, will not. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, good morning. Happy birthday, Tausch.
Thank you, Evan. Evan was, if you count City texting me 2 days earlier, Evan would have been my first birthday wish
on
at
your
4:02 a.m. this morning, which I appreciated.
That's not surprising.
He does have an earlier job than the rest of us.
Well, I also figure Tausch gets up early, whether it's pickleball or tennis or kids or whatever else. I mean, you know, he's up early.
Appreciated. That was nice.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Are
texting times now on limits because of the assumption that no one keeps their texts on ring or vibrate or anything like that? Like, because my schedule is, let's say, different than most, if I text you at 4 o'clock in the morning your time, it's not like it's going to wake you up, is it?
You would hope not.
I don't silence my texts, but I also try and not have the... No, it did not, but I got it at 5 a.m., and I saw that it was text at 4:02.
So, wait a minute.
Are you not a phone next to the bed guy?
Well, you're charging it, but it's not, like, right next to me, no. You're not supposed to.
Oh, mine's like...
Gary Brecka, who I think we all respect, said you got to have it away. Get it away from you. Get that phone away.
I'm sorry, who's Gary Brecka?
I'm not saying that's wrong.
He's like the red light sauna guy. He's got all kinds of tips that he gives people. Stephen A. Smith has completely transformed his health from Gary Brecka.
Stephen A. is very thin. You know, I never realized that. First of all, Stephen A. was always thin, but now that he's pointed it out, I would never obviously comment about someone's health like that. But he does look better. Like, he was always looking good, but he looks even better.
You were just commenting about Halliburton's health all show this morning.
Well,
what are you talking about? You would comment on somebody's health.
Calf injury. I'll stop it.
Well, that's health.
You can't compare a calf injury. I understand that, Tausch. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Wow. You have not made any comments about Luka Doncic being... Hold up. You've never said Luka's out of shape and he needs to get in better shape?
I actually am very careful to not do that because talk about the pot calling the kettle black. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I let others.
Well, you're critical of quarterbacks throwing interceptions, and you threw a bunch of interceptions, so what's the difference?
Oh, boy.
How did this cell phone by the bed turn into throwing interceptions?
I'll tell you, because I said how old he was. That's why it's been hard to get him back. Ever since, even though it's public information
on Pro Football Reference and
Wikipedia.
Evan just said he doesn't comment on that.
I looked it up yesterday. I looked up Tausch's age yesterday to make sure it was not a birthday of significance. Now, I know every birthday is of significance, but it's not a 5 or a 0.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Right?
Like, did you do anything big did you do anything big for your 40th? Because I do have big plans for my 50th. I got big plans.
I did not do anything big. Yeah, what are we doing for your 50th? I didn't know.
Yeah, whoa.
I will release that. It's a work in progress, but there's can you do it and plan it later, or does it have to be within the month of your birthday?
Can you do it and plan it later? I don't understand. So you're going to have a party and then plan it after the party?
Like you want
to go
to
a Panthers game
for your birthday in September?
Yeah, if I wanted to do a Packers game, that's exactly what I would do. Let's go to a Packers game for my 50th. No, if I wanted to do, let's say, Oktoberfest over in Germany.
Deutschland.
And it isn't in June. It would be in October. You get what I'm asking? Do you understand
yes,
my concept?
I totally do. Yes.
I am celebrating a close friend's birthday in July, and he turned 50 in May. So, yes, I believe you can do that.
Okay.
I do all think right. it That's has my, to be was... kind of with those involved, Tausch. It
sure.
has to be like, hey, we're doing nothing in June because we're all getting together in October, whatever it is. So don't worry about the June thing. We're going to do it in October and go big. Like, it just has to be a preemptive strike by you. Because then some of your friends are going to be like, oh, well, we got to do something for Tausch. Well, no, you don't, because it's going to be done Oktoberfest.
By the way, before we get into actual sports, as we continue to celebrate Tausch's birthday, I was a little behind on my Law and Order episodes from the new season. No, did I miss this completely when it aired? Stephen A. Smith was in Law and Order, and he was murdered by his own son, spoiler alert, in the episode?
Jason, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If the Packers as an organization ceased to exist outside of your family, what would you do exactly? Because clearly you're not paying attention to anything going on, because this was months ago. I'm just curious.
March.
This is interesting. This is interesting. Jason will be voluntary hobbies, okay? So your wife and your kids are going to an unbelievable gymnastics meet that is so great for your family, but you can't go. The Green Bay Packers have ceased to exist as an organization, and Aaron Rodgers has changed his phone number. What would you do?
Ooh, good one.
Well, wait a minute now. What was that last one for?
No, seriously.
I'm not texting him regularly.
No. Hold on a second. We have talked about it behind the scenes. The idea of, like, hey, when he first went to the Jets, should Jason cover some of the Jets stuff? You know what I mean? Like, cover Rodgers, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I'm not going to Pittsburgh. I would
No Rodgers, no Packers. Family, for great reasons, is away for a week. Great reasons. All positive. You're sitting there with a smile on your face knowing your wife and girls are having the greatest time that they have earned. Mm-hmm. What is Jason Wilby doing all day?
Great question. Probably catching up on my Facebook Marketplace and eBay listings, for one. Two, I would probably... I've got a few that I got to list, yes, indeed. I'm debating whether I should mention the show in the post and say that it's not only a great deal on hangers, but it also may be radio fodder on the wildly popular Wilde and Tausch program. Maybe get some new listeners out of the deal. First of all, I would do what I did before I had a wife and kids, which is I used to volunteer at the Humane Society because I like animals. So that would be a hobby. I would probably try pickleball at the Pickler, where I have my membership. I could come up with lots of things to do. I would maybe take up golf again now that I've been challenged for the last 8 years by Tausch to play a round under 200. But this is a world that I don't live in and I don't want to live in.
Right. Right. And I understand that. But you're Jason Wilde. This is the biggest birthday present I could give Mark Tauscher, is dissecting Wilde's life. But Jason Wilde is so, I think this is the right way of saying it, duly focused on Packers and family, not in that order, family and Packers, to a point that Tausch, let's play a game here. The last time Jason Wilde went to a meal with a friend that does not work in and around his family or the buddy of his. I would say over under 3.5 years. Within the last 3.5 years or past the last 3.5 years? The last
under.
Time Jason Wilde went to lunch.
Yeah, under. With the head coach of the UW Oshkosh women's basketball team, Brad Fisher, I had lunch a couple months ago.
Isn't there any recruiting violation?
That feels like a recruiting violation.
No, Sid was still an eighth grader. I think I was okay.
Yeah. All right, somebody outside of the sports world.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. You're probably right. I mean, I have some others that I've probably had meals with that are sports adjacent. So, yeah, again, I make no apologies.
Now,
this is the choice I make.
Nor should you. And by the way, I can't see Tausch right now, but if I know Tausch, this entire time, he's got his whatever baseball cap, his long hair, his goatee, he's smiling and biting on a pen, if I know Tausch, during this
pencil,
entire thing.
Pencil, it appears.
Just
very close, yes,
just
the pencil.
Love it. Love
you
it every
minute.
You got
a pretty good gauge. You got a pretty good read. All right, Evco, we had the discussion along with every other show on the ESPN Wisconsin Planet yesterday about this, which quarterback in the NFC North is under the most pressure. How would you rank the four starting quarterbacks as far as who is under the most pressure to win in the 2025 season?
Okay, for me, it's Jordan Love, one. It's Jared Goff, two. Caleb Williams, three. J.J. McCarthy, four.
Okay, we're not far off. Yeah, I had Goff, and my reasonings for Goff are he, for as good as he's been, I don't get the sense anybody really believes that he can do it. Sean McVay didn't believe it. He so badly didn't believe it that he traded a first-round pick for the Lions to take him. And now Ben Johnson did a great job with him, and Jared Goff deserves all the credit in the world, but they don't have Ben Johnson now. Now it is going to be on Jared Goff, and I think there is an innate pressure that is going to come from that, because if he does struggle this year, and I expect him to have some struggles, and Detroit, their Pella window, I believe, is going to close very quickly. So this year, I think, is huge for him, and I think he, with the new coordinators and with that new part of the staff, I think he is under a big-time pressure, because they've had two really good opportunities and two great looks at going to a Super Bowl, and they fell short both times. Why is that a crazy thought?
So I think all of your facts and logic make sense, but not under the umbrella you put it in or under. So I think if you look at pressure to win, that was the question. Jared Goff has already accomplished more than Jared Goff was expected to accomplish, even though he was the number one overall pick in the draft, simply because of the fact that many people wrote him off early because he was coached by a head coach that was not particularly great in Jeff Fisher. And if you think about Jared Goff's career, two stops, one with the Rams, he went to a Super Bowl. The other, with the Lions, he helped revitalize a franchise. If you just take top line of the resume accomplishments for everyone in that division, Jared Goff has one and two. Jordan Love would dream of taking the Packers to a Super Bowl. Jordan Love did not have to revitalize a franchise. He had to continue a legacy that was created for 30-plus years. Caleb Williams is required to revitalize a franchise, hasn't done it, obviously only 1 year, and get a team some wins, hasn't done it only 1 year. J.J. McCarthy is really just being asked to prove why he's the starter. If you really think about it, it's, hey, we could have had Rodgers, we chose not to, probably for a myriad of reasons. Mm-hmm. Just prove this year that you're worthy of starter, which I think he'll do. Jordan Love, I think, has the hardest thing in front of him to accomplish. And I don't think, on the whole, while I like Jordan Love a ton, I don't know that he's accomplished anything yet as it relates to playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, which is akin to you're the center fielder for the Yankees, right? Like, there comes an, or now maybe shortstop because of Jeter, but there comes along an expectation with it. You're the coach of the Steelers. You're the coach of Alabama. You are signing up voluntarily. You're extending, voluntarily for a position that's expectations are not of the norm. And Jared Goff's career, Jordan Love would have to sign up for that right now. Wow, that was good.
You didn't have to praise yourself because I was about to. That was really good.
I feel like I'll be shorter. It'll be shorter if I do it.
Fair. So we've spent so much time, you, Smalls, CC, us, all of our ESPN Wisconsin shows, discussing Jordan Love, right? There was the whole regression conversation that flared up, and everybody was talking about it. This NFC North roundtable that, Rob Domofsky did not pick Jordan Love in that roundtable of the four beat writers choosing a quarterback. The only one who picked his own quarterback that he covers was Eric Woodyard from Detroit. I'm just wondering, what does Jordan Love have to do that you can go on unsportsmanlike in March of next year and be talking about how he has proven to be a legit franchise quarterback? Not a top three quarterback in the league, but a legit franchise quarterback. What, in your mind, does he need to accomplish?
Yeah, so let's just make sure we're clear on this, because I know, Jason, you and I are on the same page on this. We both believe that Jordan Love is going to be a franchise quarterback, and obviously there are levels to that, right?
Correct,
Favre Rogers' star are on levels that are, like, impossible to reach. But, like, Jared Goff is a franchise quarterback that is on a level that is possible to reach.
Yeah, so not necessarily a Hall of Famer, not necessarily an MVP, but still an unquestioned he's our guy quarterback.
So, do you hear me or no?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, I thought I cut out. So I think that you would have to, let's call it, hover around the NFC Championship game and finish in the top five of the MVP. Is that a fair ask of Jordan Love this year?
Yeah,
like, meaning if
I think
lose,
you got to win
the round of the playoffs.
Got to win a playoff
game.
3 points.
Round of the playoffs at least. And then NFC, or top five in the MVP.
I
think that's bold.
That's a huge ask in general. I don't think it's a huge ask for a guy that has already shown the flashes that Jordan Love has and is paid what Jordan Love is paid.
No. Can't argue
so,
that.
So the 2024 MVP voting.
Yeah, what was that? I don't even remember.
So, hold on. Josh Allen obviously won it. Lamar Jackson, what was the difference? Was it one vote?
You could go either way on that. Lamar would have won it if Josh Allen won two previously and Lamar never had. So that's just, that's more of a let's give it to the other guy this year kind of thing.
Josh Allen won, Lamar Jackson two, Saquon Barkley three, Joe Burrow four, Jared Goff five, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Herbert got some sort of vote.
Yeah, so
Sam Darnold got some votes.
I would have Barkley out of there. I would never vote for a running back. I would not have put Burrow as high, even though obviously he had an amazing individual season. The word valuable would I'd be thrown off a little bit by that because they didn't make the playoffs and their roster is poor in terms of composition because he chooses who he wants to play with, which is just right. And it's not working out for him so far in terms of winning and losing enough. Based on somebody who got to the Super Bowl so early. But the point is, that actually is great because Goff's in there, right?
Yeah, he's fifth.
Goff having the year he had last year and the Lions having the year they had last year in many ways solidified him as a top half of the league kind of, it worked out number one overall QB almost more than his trip to the Super Bowl did because they scored, what, only 3 points in a game against New England where they lost 13-3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, beautiful Super Bowl, though. Beautiful. Defensive struggle.
It was fun
beautiful.
To watch. Competitive for Gronk, all of us that grew up watching
Super Bowls. Gronk in that run, people will never, ever appreciate, nor should they, because why would they think about this? Gronk's blocking on that run overall. AFC title game against Kansas City, one of the great games ever. And then that Super Bowl, Gronk was an extra offensive lineman. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, I think they did a 30 for 30 on that.
Well, actually, can I ask a serious X's and O's question to Tausch?
Absolutely.
I'm being serious. When you have a tight end next to you as a tackle that can also block, and I don't mean like just chip, I mean like actually block, does it change things, or is that so rare that it's not even comparable to guys like you who actually block for a living?
I would think I had Bubba Franks, who was a very good blocker, and it helps you a ton on some of your front side stuff and, you know, really on the backside too. Yes, it will help you. You know, and then we had times where Kevin Berry would come in, and that obviously was, and we knew we were going to run the football. So, no question. Today, you're going to see less and less of those guys. But the guys like Kittle and what I think Tucker Kraft, guys like that that can do both, are going to be even more valuable in offenses that are going to value that.
All right, that was a little extra than those questions. I have another question
for
you.
Well, I have a question for you before we let you go, though. Unless this is really.
I thought you were having Ben Brust on today. I thought you guys didn't like Ben Brust.
Well, we got to have him on anyway.
I think we're mandated to have him on, aren't we? That was one of the mandates.
Oh, okay. So you're just having him on because you have to.
I don't know. I mean, Ben. It depends what Ben's going to bring. I don't know what he's going to bring today. What's he going to be talking about?
Are you going to his wedding? Are you going to his wedding, Tausch?
I am not. No, I'm not going to his wedding. All right. There's no way you're going
to
his wedding.
Not
is there?
I am.
No, I wasn't invited to his wedding, so I would have definitely went. I would love to have went. What? Did you get invited to his wedding?
I did.
Oh dear.
And as of now,
boy.
I'm going flight book.
Oh
everything.
Wow.
All right. Well, that just ruined my
day.
Did you
bring this up to stir the pot?
Jason, be fair. You can't be upset because you just said what you said, which is honest. You're not a Ben guy, and I appreciate you owning that. Jesse's interesting. Jesse and Ben, I feel like long-term kind of roller coaster relationship.
Sound
rivalry.
Exactly like
Ben Brust.
Big rivalry with those
Ben
two.
Brust was invited to my wedding and declined attending. I did not receive an invite to his. That's interesting.
Oh, that's really dirty.
Probably lost in the mail.
Interesting.
Well, right, I feel better now that Tausch
great appearance.
For once, when I bring up an awkward conversation, you know who's in the best spot? Jason
Me.
Wilde. Can sit back and say, no, Jason is by far. Because Jason knows, hey, I work with this guy, whatever. I shouldn't be invited to his. He wouldn't be invited to mine if it was today. It'd be like, no big deal. But the other two, Jason, this is a good one for you. You can poke at these guys now.
It's a W. That's a W for
me. In fairness to Ben, I would not invite Ben to my wedding either. So it's probably fair. I can't complain.
Well, in fairness to Ben, I would not invite Ben to my wedding either.
Well, there you go.
Man.
That all evens out.
In fairness, by the way, in fairness to everyone, I wouldn't invite anyone. I wouldn't want, I had a very small wedding, and I'm not a big wedding guy. I don't want an over-the-top wedding for me.
Yeah.
Would Tausch be invited to my wedding if it was today? And would I be invited to Tausch's? Tausch, this is good. Let's have this discussion now.
There's no doubt about it. You guys like
to do
pretend
this
they don't
air?
Like each other. What are we doing?
Yeah, I would definitely invite. I just invited you and your wife to the Killers concert, and you declined that. I would want you to. I'd have you
I
come up with some way
to that.
Jason didn't get invited.
And I like the Killers almost as much.
You guys don't hang out.
Yeah, but I would have liked to have gone to that concert.
One of the last places I would ever picture you is at a concert. No offense.
Jason won't even stay for lunch after our show tomorrow Hard Rock.
You won't even stay at Hard Rock Casino Rockford to get a free lunch. You won't even do that.
We have a lot going on this summer.
Yeah,
we're
whatever.
We're going to see Matt Carney.
I just said, you act surprised. Like you should be surprised.
We're going to Summerfest for the State of the Packers.
The only concert you'll go to is if you're VIP backstage. You've said that numerous times.
Well, Megan Maroney,
wait,
I might.
And let me tell you something. We're taken care of very nicely at the Killers concert. That's all.
I bet you are.
We're in a very good spot.
Sure you are.
Sounds like the kind of concert I would have liked to have gone to.
Yeah, you would have probably.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You have a band that you like. You get free tickets. You're not going to go because you're not backstage.
No, he just says that.
You had free tickets, but they weren't VIP.
No,
and that's why you didn't come to the Amp Fam concert. You know
that
it's
was
true.
It's not. That's not true. That's the
Dan
narrative
Kelly,
you created.
An avid listener, Dan can tweet or text the show and tell us that that is true because it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I know Dan. Yep. Dan Kelly is a wonderful guy. I've hung out with Dan Kelly. He's great. So what did he invite you to?
Darius Rucker, I think, was the show.
Yeah, he was
go
good.
Go ahead, text
too.
Him right
and
now.
You,
I can see you're texting him. It was not
happened?
Because
no, I wasn't texting. I wasn't texting.
Unless you're playing guitar for him, with Jason
Bateman
being the band.
No. It became
Jason
a thing
the
on the show. It became a thing. I do love Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes. I never understood why they
that
weren't
might,
more popular.
That might be the new name of this show.
That's actually. I think we should end it there. That may be one of the greatest lines in history of Wilde and Tausch. I do not need to defend myself further. Evan, it's always great catching up with you. Enjoy not going to Ben's wedding, and we'll talk to you again next week.
No, I am. I am going to Ben's wedding.
Oh, I thought you declined it. You're there. You're going.
No,
Jesse declined.
I already booked the flight. I already booked the flight.
I wasn't invited. Ben,
no, he declined yours.
Ben declined
and
mine,
didn't invite
and
you.
His gift to me was a $40 Venmo that said wedding.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my
That's
God. He Venmoed $40?
Yeah.
That's it?
COVID, times were tough for everybody then.
Ben Brust played a decade in the NBA. The guy's a millionaire. Oh, my God. $40? You know what, Jesse? Maybe I should give that as his gift.
I was just going to say.
More. $40.
Wedding.
Ben Roman and Sully, Jesse's wedding. Wow.
Thanks, Evan.
Wow.
All right. What a day. What a great birthday gift I just got there by having Evco. Thanks, Evan.
I think he might already be gone. We will continue the 9 o'clock hour. At 10 o'clock. Next.
Wait, we're not done.
Nope.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Thanks, as always, to Evan Cohen. We always enjoy his visits with us. You can catch him every weekday across ESPN Wisconsin on Unsportsmanlike and also on the ESPN family of television networks. We do have Ben Brust scheduled to appear. I get along fine with Ben Brust now. Was I angry with him for his stunt of the Aaron Rodgers jersey at training camp and the fallout that I had to deal with from the Packers organization? Yes, but I think Ben does a really good job at what he does, and part of what he'll be doing is emceeing the Made 'em Believe event that's coming up next week. We'll talk about that a little bit later when he joins the show. Tausch, since you didn't get invited, are you sending him a wedding gift?
No. Why would you do that?
I'm curious what the policy is when. I would have thought if any of the three of us would have gotten an invite, it would have been you.
Yeah, I would have thought that, too.
I would have thought that, too. Yeah.
So, no. There will be no gift. No.
All from
good.
Brianna.
All good. All love on my end.
From Brianna in Milwaukee. Happy birthday, Tausch. My daughter turned 5 last week, and she
Let's
asked
go,
for her own
Brianna.
Radio.
Let's go.
So she could listen to Wilde and Tausch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy birthday. And Brianna, send us your daughter's name so we can wish her a happy birthday specifically. Because that's awesome. And it's a good thing that we keep awesome. It clean most of the time.
We also have a special image that was sent to us wishing Tausch a happy birthday from an avid fan of the show.
Oh, I bet I know who it is.
The Gutenator?
No, it's got to be. Oh, Jack Rabbit Mama! Let's go!
Wait, did Jackrabbit Mama make that herself, or did she enlist Greg on Twitter to do it for her?
That's what I thought Greg would have something for us, too, but that's a good-looking cake. Now, if I'm going to do a cake, you guys know I'm going to do the Funfetti with the Funfetti frosting. That's the cake. That would be the birthday cake of choice outside of the ice cream cake.
And again, I had a few people text me to say Burger King doesn't have birthday ice cream cakes.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, again, if you happen to miss that day, we were trying not to say Dairy Queen on the air, and we talked about royalty.
This is going to sound weird, but I've never had ice cream there before. But I've had their chicken sandwich. That's what they're known for.
Still one of our great moments. Burger King.
That was something.
All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. Before we can, this is no laughing matter. If you've been injured in an accident, seriously injured, and I hope you never have to make the call. I say that to you every time I tell you about Gruber Law Offices, because I mean it, but they don't want you to call them either unless you've been injured. Then you need to call the best in the business, and that's who David and his team are. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website, gruber-law.com, Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.